Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with the author Emma Southern. Her new book is A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. Forgotten not in the least in this telling, because we... We'll go quickly through the story of a couple of Etruscan kids, some Lucomo, who is a Corinthian, is a Greek, but he marries an Etruscan young woman named Tanaquil, and they pick up stakes and go to the New Rome. And through an amazing series of coincidences, they become the king and queen of Rome. I'm going fast through their story, not only because it's fantastic, but because I want to get to Lucretia and Tullia, because I'm looking for this dyad that sustains the Roman telling, recalling always that this is, pleases Augustus. So we're not getting a story here as we understand history. We're getting a story here that pleases the boss.
Yeah.
Tanaquil and, well, Tarquinius, he takes on the name of an Etruscan city to make himself king. Tarquinius and Tanaquil produce heirs, and those heirs become the kingship between the 8th century and the 6th century. And in the telling, it's important to come across a woman named Lucretia, because Emma assures me, you can remove all the women in these stories except for Lucretia, and you're okay. But if you remove Lucretia, you've lost Rome.
Yes.
Lucretia is a good woman at home spinning wool for a toga. And her husband and his friends are out battling somewhere. And one night they're drinking, and they propose to each other. What is their test?
Their test, they get into a bet or a drinking game about who has the best wife. The test is what their wives are doing when their husbands are away. And the idea is that if their wives are being good, then and are being faithful, then they're good wives. And if they're not, then they are bad wives. And they sneak back to Rome. It is Lucretia's husband and his cousins, one of whom is the son of the king. They sneak back to Rome and peep in the windows of their houses to see what their wives are up to. The king's sons, daughter, their wives are having a party, and they're drinking wine, and they are laughing and having a good time while their husbands are away. Drinking wine was considered to be much like having gold, to be a sign of profound female decadence. But when they get to Lucretia's house, they open the door and look in and see that she is sitting in the atrium as the sun is going down, and she is sitting only with members of her own household who are all women, and she is, in one telling, weaving a toga for her husband and crying because she misses him so much. And that is, ideologically, weaving is the opposite of drinking wine. One is decadence and the other one is pure virtue, because it's hard and quite horrible. An elite woman doing it is considered to be profoundly virtuous. And so Lucretia wins the best wife competition, and everybody is very impressed by how glorious she is.
She's so virtuous that Sextus, the son of the king, returns in another night and ravishes Lucretia. And she calls her husband and her father and their good friend Brutus to confess to them that she's had her honor compromised. What do they say to her, Emma?
They say to her that, they in a profoundly human way, they say, this is awful, but it's not your fault, and we will do what we can with this. They're very upset. She's very upset. She is coerced into into having sex with Sextus because he threatens to kill her and kill a man and put them in bed together and tell everybody that she was committing adultery if she doesn't. And she is very, very worried about her honor and her reputation. And so she, while her family are crying, she takes out a blade and says that she will not allow any unvirtuous woman to live, using Lucretia as an excuse, and kills herself in front of her family.
This is important as a foundation myth. Remember, Augustus is listening to this, and Augustus turns this story and the word virtue into a mandate for the Roman Empire. And Emma's telling us we will see that play itself out again and again. We need to see the other side of the coin, however. So when we come back, we're going to introduce Tullia, who is the opposite of Lucretia and will lead to the end of the Roman monarchy and the beginning of the Republic. The book is A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. Emma Southern is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're there for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.